Blog Talk Radio.
Cool Chick Radio. I am the hostess with the mostest. I'm Tracy, and I'm joined by my oh so sexy, always appealing Miss Angela.
Damn. Every time, huh?
Yeah, I know. I've been saving it up. What can I say? It's a gift. Not everybody.
I feel like I need a grand. I need a grand entrance everywhere I go.
Exactly. Like that should just be playing. You should have a theme song, and then just Angela. Whenever
no, it's got to be like the oh so awesome and everything else that you say.
Okay.
So tonight we have a guest that will be joining us within the next 5 minutes here.
Yay!
We're pretty stoked. We have not done an interview in quite some time, so props to Mr. Michael for getting this one for us. But we're stoked. I've got all kinds of questions.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like, people like to shoot me bios. Yes, I'm calling you out once again. And stuff like that, but we don't always go off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I love reading them, I like to get my own information.
Well, you know, the thing is that we're busy, and sometimes there's...
We haven't had a rapper in a while.
No, that's...
I think the last rap group that we had was Genre Treason, but that was a group. That was a duo.
Yeah. God, that was what...
Those guys are sick. No, that was in December.
Oh, it seems so long ago. Oh, like, it was
it does.
6 months ago.
That's halfway
right.
And we had the guys from Nice Guys Entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, but I actually
was just watching, Cullen's thing that I videotaped in studio. I was watching that tonight.
Oh, yeah?
That's sick. Yeah, when he did the freaking guitar and the thingamajigger that he did.
Awesome. I forgot what it was.
I know, right?
You know what? We are going to have, like, a big party in our brand new shiny studio. That I literally
yes.
had to... I swear to God, I think I was breathing into a paper bag as I was signing the lease. And I was like, oh my god, this is gonna happen. I'm doing this. Oh god, this is a lot of commitment. Oh,
it's sick, dude. It's sick. It's gonna be dope. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's gonna be. You know what? The thing is that like you've only seen pictures. Just wait till you see it. Like our new baby, the studio that we had before. Literally, this is probably 2.5 times the size of it.
That's sick.
It's big. And we got double doors, and we're right outside the elevator. We are all fancy. No more basement living for us, kids. We are moving on
yeah.
up.
We can't let our drunk guests crawl out the window.
You're welcome.
We can't set our booze outside the window either. Fuck.
No. It's downside. But we have private bathrooms that are close. So that's kind of a
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. We got cubicles and all sorts of cool shit. We're gonna be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it. And I think my neighbor might be having a party in the field. Oh, hot shit.
Oh. Stop pressing buttons, woman. Jesus Christ.
Huh?
You keep pressing buttons.
I'm not pressing any buttons.
Oh, you're pressing a button.
No, you keep hearing my fire thingamajobber.
No, it's button pressing. Like, old school, like, you're using, like, a wireless phone. Like, you know, when, like, them one phones came out with the doohickamajiggers. Yeah.
No, I'm not even touching the keyboard right now.
Creepy.
I know. But, you know, I've been having a lot of that stuff happen.
Imagine that. I have Sage. I got Hollywood. I can come over.
I used some the other night, but I didn't do my whole house.
You kind of got to do that. You got to start from the farthest room from the door. You know. You know how we roll.
I know.
Dude, I'm stoked. Sorry. Slightly excited to pick the brain of somebody.
Again.
Again. Dun, dun, dun.
Again. 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 Oh, hey, guess
hey,
what?
Maybe we can get some dirt on our friend. Yeah.
We do like to get dirty.
We do.
We're dirty girls.
Are you coming on Saturday?
To your party?
Yeah.
I was like trying to run through my head. I'm like, okay, shit. Was there something else that popped up that we were supposed to make appearance? Yeah.
No. I only turned 30 once, damn it.
Woohoo! I would know. I'm still 25. Hanging in there for a few years now.
It's going to be anniversaries after this.
Exactly.
I just got called a bitch. Aw, don't call me by my first name.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Eat it, fucker. Eat it, fucker. We have a caller. Hold on a second.
Hold the line. 9-2, rappers. 9-1, Miss Angela. Should I sing some hold music? Okay. Thank God I was starting to
sing. Are you there?
Are you there?
I am here.
I'm
welcome
here
to Cool Chick Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me. How are y'all doing tonight?
We're fantastic.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, I guess I'm not very good at this. My name's Rowdy, and that's actually my real name. They call me all kinds of shit. They used to call me Munster back in the day. They call me Mike, has all kinds of names for me.
I know. He sent me like 5. I'm like, bro, I only need one.
Yeah. I got to a certain point where I'm like, my name's fucking Rowdy. How many fucking names do I need? Do I really need, you know?
How did your parents pick the name Rowdy?
They had a very fucked up sense of humor.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. No, I'm one of those, you know what? I get that question a lot, and I still never really fucking wanted to know. Because, I mean, you got to think about it. It's either going to come out two ways. Either it's going to be something really fucking cool, or it's going to be something fucking totally boring as fuck, totally embarrassing, and I'm not going to want to know, and then I'm going to regret ever asking. So just kind of keep it up in the air, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So how long have you been rapping?
I've actually, it's one of those things when we were younger, I had a buddy named Chris that actually got me to start rapping. He used to do it back in the day, and he thought he was the best. So I was all like, you're good just because I ain't never tried it before. You know what I mean? So he kind of taught me pretty much how to rhyme my words and how to break down a beat. And I was all like, this is fucking easy as shit, you know? And I just kind of, I stayed with it for a while. I kind of alienated myself. I didn't like really the way the scene turned out here in Houston. I had my own venue for about 3 or 4 years, and the saturation of artists and the me, I'm y'all owe me. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm booking y'all, you know, like you should be a little more humble and to think that you're Hollywood because you got put on a show, you know what I'm saying? And it got so bad with everybody like that. I was just like, I'll bow out for now and just, you know, see where it goes in the next few years, you know. And yeah, it hasn't really changed, so I think I decided to say, you know, fuck being the, you know, kind of quiet and aggressive one. I'm just gonna tell everybody what I think again and get back and hopefully get some good music out of this shit, man. I'm tired of hearing fucking auto tunes all the time, you know. Hip hop wasn't made for that shit.
Right.
You know,
so
I'm more of a,
that's something that I kind of wanted to ask you, and it's something that I ask a lot of artists and band people and pretty much anyone I interview. How have you seen, what have you noticed, like, we've only interviewed a handful of hip-hop artists and rappers, but how have you seen the game change since you started listening to hip-hop and rap?
It's cool to wear skinny jeans.
The fucking man bun.
The man, I mean, hey, I can't lie. One of the boys on my team rocked that man bun pretty good, yo. He one of the reasons that we named ourselves the Extraction Kings. You know what I'm saying? He's so I have no problem with him rocking that man bun. He can do that anytime he wants.
That's funny.
But anybody else, if anybody else does it, I'm gonna call him out on it.
Only you.
Yeah. He got that golden pass, I guess.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I mean, that's not it. I mean, I don't know when it got, when the lyrics got away from the music, you know. I remember years ago, I did a song, and none of it made any sense, and my producer fucking stopped recording it and told me, dude, what the fuck is that shit, yo? And I was all like, what are you talking about? It sounds good. Like, dude, ain't no one want to fucking listen to that shit, dude. You can't understand nothing you're saying. I was like, you don't have to. It goes with the beat. And we trashed the whole fucking song, and you know what? 6 years later, 7 years later, that's all they fucking do. They just put an auto-tune over it, and I think that's fucking ridiculous, you know? People deserve something like, I remember back when music used to pull on your, you know, some kind of emotion. It would make you mad or make you happy, it would make you excited, right. Make you sad, and it's not like that no more. All hip-hop today just wants you just to be numb.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little time in a meditation cell, I guess I'll say, because I don't like to put everything out there, but you know, like I don't like to be numb. That's not a good feeling to not have any feelings. And if you're listening to music that don't provoke any kind of feelings, then you're kind of wasting your time.
Right.
You know, and it kind of sucks that most of the feelings that I display in my music is hostility. But you know, I'm fucking, I don't want to say I'm pissed, but I'm kind of disappointed in the way that shit's been turning out. You know, I don't know about everywhere, but I know in Houston, you know, it could be a hell of a lot better. There's some really good artists, but you got to dig through so much to find that something good, you know. And I'm not saying that everybody shouldn't have their chance, but, you know, like, we have a saying in Houston, show love, get love. That's a real big thing. And I don't think that telling somebody, hey, bro, you need some work on that, I don't think that's hating on somebody. I think that's showing a lot more love than telling them, hey, that's an awesome song. Dude, you should be on the radio, when you know absolutely fucking well that the motherfucker should not be on the radio.
Right.
You incite, like, a false hope.
Right.
You know, like,
well, that's a lot of the stuff that we get. Like, we go through artists, and we've had quite a few. And, I mean, there's been a couple that are like, oh, here, you should listen to this, I'm really good. And it's them singing along with the radio. And yeah. I just, it's like one of those things where it's like anyone can sing with the radio. Like, I can sing in the shower just like anybody else, but doesn't mean you're great.
I got some videos I put on Facebook a couple of times. I was singing to the radio, but I was singing my own words to the radio, and it was a little better than the shit that I heard on the radio. You know, man.
That's a whole different story.
I don't like to sound conceited, but I like, you know, like, I tell everybody, know your worth, you know what you're worth. If you're good at something, let somebody know you're good at it. Don't tell them, oh, well, you know, like, I dabble, like, I know, I might know a little something. No, tell the motherfuckers, you know, I'm good at this, you know, like, I'm a contender. I'm not just some little fucking punk that fucking bought an inbox on a fucking guitar stand or something, you know. I might have, but you know what, then I learned how to use it properly.
Right.
You know. That's not it. You know, I'm a happy guy too. There's a lot of happiness about me. I'm not just all upset. You know, I did a show about a month ago out on the other side of Texas. I've never been out there before, and just so much love that we got. I was just all like, you know what, like, before all the money got involved, I remember how much I liked this, you know, how much of an outlet it was for me. So I kind of started getting back in the studio, and Mike ain't going to let it go this time. He ain't going to let me just get in and get out, you know. Like, when all the money started getting involved in it, when I had to tell people, oh, how much are you going to pay me? That's when it started to stop being fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you think, like, a lot of people do that?
Oh, yeah, and the biggest problem is a lot of people don't even love doing their music. They might say they do it because you have to say that. You can't say you don't like it. But there's a lot of people that are just doing it for the money, you know, like they think there's money in it. And to be honest, I'm perfectly fine dying poor but being able to do good music. There's nothing that I my heart would be perfectly content with that as long as I didn't sell
myself. You know what's funny, though, is the best artists say that. The ones that stay humble are the ones that are the best artists.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not humble for nothing. I'm not humble for nothing. Nine times out of ten, I think I'm the best rapper in the building. But when I do find, when there is somebody better than me, I do pay homage. And, hey, yo, you know, you got my respect.
Right.
Yeah. It don't happen very often at, you know, a lot of local shows, but every once in a while. There's a little guy out in West Texas. He's touring with a guy named GT Garza that has a lot of steam right now. The little guy's name is J9. And we went out to, when we went out to Brownfield, man, this little boy got on the stage, and I swear to God, I stopped, and I actually went, and I watched this kid's whole performance, you know, and I usually don't do that. Usually, I'm pretty good at networking and stuff, you know. I talk with everybody, see if there's anything that I can help them out with, if there's anything they can do for me. Well, as soon as I heard that little boy start spitting, I was just all like, I'm finna sit my ass down, and I'm finna see what this little kid's about, and wow, like, you know, like, that made me be like, you know what, there is some fucking talent around here.
Right.
You gotta look for it. You can't just expect everybody to be good because they say they are.
Right.
You know?
So what is the biggest, like, competition that you have in the scene that you're in right now?
The biggest,
like,
competition?
Not like, person, but, like, what is, like, the biggest, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? What's the hardest part about being in the scene that you're in?
Like, the hardest part of any time is the team that you build to do anything, you know, because, no, I mean, I can rap till I'm blue in the face, but if I don't have people helping me with it, it ain't finna do nothing.
So if we threw you a word right now, could you rap to it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's not all.
We love putting people on the spot.
Words that rhyme to them.
Can I pick the word?
Go ahead.
The word is kitten.
Kitten?
Kitten.
Oh, like a kitten. Man, I'm trying to see if my wife's listening or not. That's a pretty weird one. Okay, let's see. Kitten. Okay. Walked in the club and that girl threw the kitten. Thought I was smitten. Girl, you tripping. I ain't even trying to bite that. Bitch, you better cop that. While I sit back with a fat lack while we blow stacks in the big bag. Oh, fuck. My phone died. I lied. Flying on this big stick. I'm just fucking with you. I don't know. I haven't been smoking today. I've been drinking today. I'm trying not to
smoke. That was actually pretty good.
No, that was horrible. Like, that was horrible. I apologize.
No, we had somebody. What was his name? Oh, fuck. I forgot his name. But he rapped to fries.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty funny.
Rapped about fries?
Mm-hmm.
I like fries. Only Whataburger fries, though. Y'all don't have a Whataburger, huh? Damn.
No.
I'm gonna have to FedEx y'all a Whataburger.
You know, I've heard about this.
But y'all got White Castle, right?
Yeah, we got White Castle.
Man.
There's one on, like, every corner. It's pretty sick.
I would love a White Castle down here.
Is it hard being a rapper in Texas?
I mean, the hardest part about it is there's so many of them.
Really?
Oh,
in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Everybody's a rapper, man. That's like that everywhere I go, though. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody's a rapper or their cousin's a rapper.
There's not a lot of rappers up here.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it.
And the thing is like, they're, like, that is, like, a big thing. Like, they're trying to find more rappers. Like, I'm putting together a hip-hop rap fest in Wisconsin that I've been telling Michael about, but...
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, in Wisconsin, of all places.
I've been up to Wisconsin. I was up in there. I was up in, we were in, Sheboygan! Man! There wasn't nothing in Sheboygan, but we had a good fucking time. We found a couple little bars, but wow. That place was, cheese curds is all I could say about Wisconsin.
Oh, cheese curds are the shit.
Man, they have them motherfuckers pickled. They have them fried. You want some? I didn't know you could grill a cheese curd. I thought it would melt. I don't know. No, but Wisconsin's nice. Not too bad. Shit.
Have you ever been in a rap battle?
Yes, actually, that was probably how I started rapping. That was probably my favorite. Like, I like acapella rap battles. Like, that'd be my shit if I can get a league started somewhere or get into a league like that. Oh man.
Yeah.
Wait,
have you
I
ever
like
seen the group Time Flies Tuesday?
No.
Oh my God, you'll have to look them up.
I will.
I love new music. It's pretty fucking sick. Like, I've never seen some shit that those guys do. Like, they literally, they have like a group of people, and they write one word and they put it in a hat, and the one guy has to make an entire rap, and pull each freaking like word out of the hat and rap to it as he's going. It's sick.
Okay. That's actually pretty tough. They used to do that on King of the Dot, like back in the day when they first started doing King of the Dot. That's some people up from Canada. I didn't know Canada had rappers either except Drake, but he's half black, so I thought that was okay. But yeah, it's actually pretty tight.
Oh my God, that's...
There's a group from Vegas called A-Hat that I like a whole bunch. They got a shout out to Fats, that motherfucker there. There's this big old white dude down there named Fats. That he was their champ for a while, and he's probably the best, like, aggressively acapella. Like, I grew up kind of in a different part of town, you know what I'm saying? So he fits more of my what I like to hear when I listen to hip hop. You know, it's all genuine. It's all raw. I grew up listening to like gangster rap was my era. That was my shit. You know, like right after gangster rap, you know what I'm saying? Where like the DMX came in and shit like that. You know, most of my shit is from Houston. Like I'm a local diehard fan. I love me some Fat Pat, some DJ Screw, and stuff like that. But like mainstream, you know, DMX is probably my favorite. Just because he had so much energy, you know, like you could see this dude at a show and you would feel it, you know, the whole fucking show, he's fucking moving and he might have been on crack or whatever they say, you know, whatever, you know, to each their own, you know, you indulge yourself how you want, you know, as long as you don't bring it to my porch, you know what I'm saying, it's whatever. But his shows were fantastic because he had that fucking vibe, you know. I think that the last tour that was worth anything was probably either the Up and Smoke tour or not even talking hip-hop would be Woodstock 99, because that festival was just so fucking, it was just beautiful, man. Like, I watch the Limp Bizkit all the time, and yes, I'm an old Limp Bizkit fan, not too much no
Me
more.
Me too.
I hate to say that, but you know what? Wes Borland, that's the man, yo. Fred Durst, he's all right. You know, but they tore that shit up. Rage Against the Machine, that whole festival was just fucking beautiful, and there has never been nothing like it since.
Bring it back.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be so beautiful.
Leave it up to you to bring that back.
Woodstock? Yeah, fucking right. Anything's possible, man. Yeah. If you build it, they will come. I heard that in a movie.
There you go.
And if it's on TV, you know it's true.
There you go.
Probably on the internet, too.
That is true.
Somebody check.
Well, see, I learned that was true from a commercial off of TV, so.
There you go.
See? Anything is possible. Yeah. We just leave it up to you to bring Woodstock back. No pressure. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I mean, there's so much better.
I mean,
there's so much stuff that could be done better, you know, but that's like, I mean, it's hard to say, like, your shit sucks and you're not doing nothing, you know. That's the whole point of me actually putting some songs together again, because I'm tired of, you know, I got a bunch of friends that still do music, you know, and they're like, well, what do you think? And I'm all like, oh, you don't want to know what I think. Oh, what should I do? You don't want to know what I think you should do.
And now, this is something I did hear about you, is you don't hold your tongue.
That's not 100% true. If I love you and I need to, I might hold my tongue if it will resolve the conflict for that moment. But when we get behind closed doors, because I do not like to embarrass nobody if I don't have to, but I don't have a problem embarrassing somebody when it's needed. So I will tell you, hey, you know, like, either, yeah, that you're, you know what I'm saying, you're on the right path, or, dude, you're fucking up. You don't know what you're doing. Here, I'll write you an outline. Just follow what I do, and I want you to know what I told you.
Nice.
You know, it just depends, you know, like.
Hey, some people need constructive criticism.
Oh, shit. My boy Vic Smooth calling me. I guess he didn't get the message. I know he's listening. Hey, Vig, message me on Facebook, dog.
That's funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah, that's actually, you know what? That's one of the, I put him on my, the first show that I ever threw in Houston, and like, I think it was 2011 or 2010. And through all the artists that I shuffled through and everything, that's probably became one of my, like, one of my ride or die homies right there when it comes to music. Like, you know, we've sat in the studio for years just sitting there chopping it up about, you know, damn, you know what I'm saying? We need to fucking do something, you know? But both kind of just sitting on the sideline and we just kind of, hey, dude, like, we need to stop talking about that shit, bro. Like, shit's not going to get any better unless someone does something to get it better, you know?
Right.
If you keep on doing the same shit expecting something else, then how do I get on the radio to hear you? I forgot what I'm saying now. Anyways, yeah, my name is Rowdy, and I like long walks on the beach.
What is your, is there groupies in the rap scene?
Oh, yes. It sucks when you meet like a female artist.
Here's the question, and it's one of our favorite questions. What is your craziest groupie moment?
I had a girl try to fondle me while my wife was standing like 2 feet away from me.
Well, she seems
smart. Oh, man.
That's like totally not my style, you know. And I was like, hey, yo, your man's right there. You need to chill. And she's all like, fuck him, he's cool. And I was all like, well, hey, yo, my chick's standing right here, and hey, yo, she ain't cool. No. I kind of pondered off on a buddy of mine, like, hey, bro, you know, like, groupie dome, go get it. But, you know, that was kind of intense for me. I've had female artists that would try to throw it at me just because they think that I'm going to do something for them, and I'm all like, girl, I'm in the same boat you are, you know. The only difference is I know a couple venue owners, you know. Like, I'm in the hustle just like you. You laying on your back ain't finna get you nowhere with me. And it ain't finna happen because my lady's a dime as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Like, you got to be an 11 if you try to do something with me, and it's not possible because I'm going to tell you what, I don't look that good. So... I don't deserve no 10, so you ain't finna do nothing.
That is so funny.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of hard. It's hard to do the shit like that without hurting no one's feelings, you know? Because you got to remember, like, if they're grouped up like that, then apparently they like you. You know, they like something about you. So
right,
you can't just be all like, get the fuck away from me, bitch.
You know, back the fuck up.
My wife will do that. My wife will, right, be like, get the fuck away from him before I cut you, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to put that, you know, like.
So your wife is obviously very supportive of what you do.
You know what? She really is. You know, we've been together for a long time. You know, she gives me my space when I need it. You know, I don't know very many women that are cool with their man going to some random dude's house in a neighborhood that's known for drug dealing and stay there till 6 a.m. and recording music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
how many songs have you recorded?
Oh, I've recorded over 100 songs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What's the one that means the most to you?
I got a song on my SoundCloud, plug, that it's called WWJD. I'm not a religious person by no means. I think of myself as my own temple. When I need to worship, I can meditate and think to myself, what do I need to do to perfect what I need to do? I might not be perfect, but I can thrive for it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. Hold on.
Cool.
Hold on, I'm trying to find my drink. It's been a hard couple days, man. I just landed a case, so I kind of got me on a probation thing for a little bit, so I had to quit on my marijuana smoking. And I love me some pot, yo. You know, not like in a bad way, but you know, I'm responsible with what I do. I don't like pills. I don't like nothing else. I smoke a little pot. I don't even like to drink. You know, it hurts my kidneys, but sometimes it's good for you. So
right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of scatterbrained at the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm going on like a couple of days, so you have to bear with me.
Right. Well, Tracy, did you want to play one of his songs?
Which one did you want to play? Did you guys pick? Or am I just going to pick random?
Oh, yeah, I don't care. You know what? Hey, actually, I sent you a song on I messaged Angela a song. It's called a sequel. I sent it to your messenger.
Okay. I got that one.
I have a song on my SoundCloud called Garbage, and I think a lot of rappers are garbage. You know, it's hard to tell them individually, so I just put it in a song. So then I didn't think that was enough because I thought I'd do another one, and I couldn't think of a catchy name, so I just named it Sequel.
Cool.
And this is, I mean, it's a nice song though. Mike likes it. Figured it'd be a good one.
Okay, well, if Mike likes it, then we gotta play it.
And if he doesn't, tell him you suck, dude. You're never picking another one.
Oh, he's listening right now. No worries.
All right, yeah, let's hear this song and see if Mike was right. Ooh, everyone should chime in and say if Mike was right about the song Sequel. No pressure.
Yeah, everyone let us know if Mike was right. No, no big deal.
Yeah, I want to know. No matter what I do, I feel I believe in it. Hey. I said, I do the work, I'll be right south of the law. No matter where I go, I'm not just standing right in the law. I hate it, it's just in the record. People want to tell the death of me that we just were the sky. My real niggas all still rock me. I want my whole way back. And it's so cool that if you ain't tripping out my dust, and homie, what's a motherfucker? I keep the sun up in my dust.
Thank you. Does anybody else think that Mike might have been right?
Did you lie?
I'm still up.
So what you think?
I think it's awesome, and I'm supposed to tell you from Mike that you're supposed to eat a bag of dicks. Just saying.
Aww. Somebody sensitive.
Romance.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I think Mike was right, though. It's a great song.
Yeah, it is a good song. I think we might have... Yeah, we lost them. Hold on a second.
Party foul. Party foul. I hate it when that happens.
There we go.
Got him? Found him?
Hello?
We found him.
We got a bad storm down here in Houston right now, so I probably cut off on you.
Mike told me to tell you that you're supposed to eat a bag of dicks.
Ha, he can fucking suck all them hoes.
You know, he is our favorite listener that likes to talk shit with us, but when we serve it, he doesn't always give it back until later.
That's funny.
So, does he rap with you often? Or does he rap with you at all?
That's my number one hype man right there, yo. If you see me on stage, there's like a 99.9% like AIDS chance that he's on stage with me.
You know, I keep yelling at him that he should start doing it, but.
Yeah, I got some, I got a few tracks with him, like, doing some hooks for me and shit like that. He got that deep voice, you know, and I couldn't do it right, so. You know, I like to put him on a lot of my shit. Kind of gives me a nice bass in it, you know, and I kind of mix it with the rest of it. Gives it a nice sound. But yeah, he used to rap back in the day with another guy. A while back, you want to hear something funny? He might, you know what? He can eat a bag of dicks for this shit. So when I first got out of jail, a long time ago, back when I was a little hardhead, he was rapping with a buddy of his. And I was all like, man, nigga, let me jump on a rap with you, bro. He's like, bitch, get your simple ass out. Leave us alone. Grown man in here. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, all right, well, fuck you then. You know, and I want to say it took a little while, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he quit. He quit. He didn't do that no more after a while.
Yeah. Now look where he is.
I'm done. Nah, but you know what? Like, but that was cool. That, like, it would have been the same if he would have been like, yeah, come on. You know, I was like, well, fuck, nigga. Like, my brother don't think I'm good enough to rap with him. Well, guess what? Then that's what's up. It's time to mash. I'm finna get better and better and better and better. And then, you know what? Then he's going to be like, hey, bro, rap with me.
Right.
You know, that's how it is. Like, it's good to be told no.
Right.
Like, you don't want to be handed. I don't want to be handed shit. I'd rather work for it. I'd rather someone see what I can do and then be like, you know what? You're beneficial. Instead of just someone giving something to me, fuck that. So he did that. He did that for me a while back. You know what I'm saying? That was fuck. I was probably like 20, maybe 21. That was crazy. I remember. I still remember that. Never forget you, Mike. Had the whole bag of dicks back, nigga.
God, he's being bossy. He just told me that he's never wrong. The fuck, you're not, Mike.
Man.
Fuck out of here.
Now. Bow out of that.
You come up with all your own instrumentals and stuff?
Actually, no, I just buy them. It's a lot easier. I'm not really working with any big producer and stuff like that. You know, so I got me and a buddy of mine, we record all of our own shit. So it's a lot easier if you just fucking buy them. With the work that I do right now, I really don't have time to sit there and make a beat for 8 hours a night all the time, you know. But the cool part about me being able to buy them is I can go through 800 beats and, you know, in the same time that it would take me to make one, which is, you know, that's a, it's a, it's a blessing, plus it's also a problem too, you know. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I know a lot of people that, you know, I just tell them, hey bro, I wanna, you know, I got a buddy the other day, I told him, hey man, I'm, you know, so I'm thinking about rapping again, because I actually got a show tomorrow night, and I was telling him, you know, they should come out, and then he was like, oh no shit, you rapping again? I was like, yeah. He's like, well, bet, I'm gonna email you some beats that I just made, nigga. I was like, no shit. For what? Like, what's the ticket on? What you want for them? Like, nothing, bro. Just use them. You know, and that's love, you know? Like, when somebody gives you their product, that's, you know, that's how he makes his living. You know what I'm saying? He sells these beats, you know? And when you have someone to sit there and give them to you, you know, that lets you know something. You're like, hey, you know, that's pretty tight. You know, you got to do this man right. If he's giving you something like that, you got to do his songs right. Like, that Silence, we got that from, I got that from Vic Smooth. That's him. Trying to think. There's a couple of them I can't really think of off the top of my head. I got a couple of them that were made in-house. I have a homeboy named Kid. He's been rapping with me for years, and he used to make a bunch of my beats back in the day when I was on a label.
You were on a label?
Yeah, I actually started my own label in 2011 when I started rapping. Because I figured if I wanted to make some money, I was going to make it myself. I didn't want to put it in somebody else's pocket. But at the same time, not knowing nothing about the music industry, what I ended up doing was putting money in someone else's pocket. You know what I mean? And you know, it's a love hate type thing. You know, you got to love it, but you got to hate it. You know, like musical, like. If you're any good at it, it'll turn friends that you thought were your friends totally against you because they think that they're going to be able to get something out of you, you know?
Right.
I found that out the hard way, you know? Actually, it was one of, I met him through Mike, you know? We started, like, he didn't introduce us to do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he heard me rap one day, and he was all like, oh, fuck, dude, let's start a label. You know? And I was like, oh, no shit? All right, bet. You know, we got a venue that would let it, we threw shows there once a week. Every Friday, every Saturday, we were in that hole, 300, 400 people deep, you know, throwing our shows in. We did that for probably about 2 or 3 years, man. And then once I realized that my portion of the money wasn't coming to me, and my partner that we started this label with quit his job to do this, and he looked like he living real fat, you know what I'm saying? I kind of got tired of it. And since
right.
I started the label, I was the only one that wasn't under contract. I actually signed the other part of their contract that they actually signed to me. So what we did was after shit went south with me and the label, we kind of just, everybody just kind of went their own ways. My partner kind of tried to keep everybody's music from them. You know, this is mine, I own it type shit, because you recorded it in my studio. So I went and put my big pants on, my big man pants on, and took everybody's fucking music because I own it too. And I gave it all back to him. I was like, this is yours. I didn't rap on it. You know what I'm saying? This is your song. You know what I mean? That's a fucked up way to put it. You know, you want to take all these people's money and then you want to keep their music? Like, that shouldn't be how it works. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of put a fucked up taste in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and that dude, like, we rode thick together, like, every day, you know? And he did me bad. And he didn't even realize what he did, you know? He thought he didn't think he did nothing wrong type shit, you know? And money's the root of the evil.
Are you still friends with them?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while, tell you the truth.
Right.
I don't know how that would end up. Like, I would hope. I don't wish nothing on nobody wrong, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, yeah, but I'm gonna end that right there. I don't know. That's kind of I wish we could still be friends, but, you know, there's still that thing in the back of my mind where, you know, you got me pretty bad, you know, so I don't know if we ever could be friends after something like that. You know, I got a wife and kids, you know what I'm saying? Money in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? My kids, like, you know, it's not like a weekend thing.
Right.
So,
do your kids rap?
Oh, yeah, I got two beautiful kids.
Yeah, but do they rap?
My son actually wants to very bad. He is 9, but the problem is, like a lot of these rappers now, is he wants me to write something for him, for him to rap it. And I told him that's not how it's ever gonna go down. If you ever record something with your daddy, if you can't do it yourself, then you don't need to do it. I want to hear from you. I don't want to hear what someone told you to say. You know, if I wanted to hear someone tell someone else something to say, I'd listen to the president talk. You know, I want to hear what you think personally. You know what I mean? So he's working on it, you know, like he's a Skrillex fan, you know, and I'm not, that's that next generation shit. So hopefully he'll stay wanting to do it, and I can bring some actual lyrics back to that style, you know. That would be pretty awesome, you know.
That's funny. Yeah.
We'd have to wait and see, because I don't know about that little man.
My 11-year-old raps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, don't let him turn
it. He rapped a Christmas carol in his Christmas concert this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was pretty interesting.
See, and you know the amazing thing is, 20 years ago, that would never have happened.
Nope, it sure wouldn't.
The evolution of music, like, hip-hop has came out so much, you know, into the front line where that's where a lot of the problems came, you know, like, mainstream music's okay, but I'm an underground guy. I'd rather listen to underground music all day.
Yeah, that's what we're about.
You know, like, I don't care how many necklaces you got or how much money you got. Like, I'd rather hear about your, you know what I'm saying, your wife having to get an abortion or something. You know, something that'll make a nigga sad.
Oh, my gosh. Michael, stop it. Jesus Christ. According to him, we have to play WWJD.
Hey, you want to know something about it? Okay, so I was telling you about that earlier. I forgot about that. When you asked about a song that had a special meaning to me.
Yes.
Okay, so... it's kind of hard to talk about still. Like, so I had a cousin, a married-in cousin. My wife's cousin. We went to high school together. We didn't like each other for shit. Like, when he found out I was dating his cousin, he's like, there's no way this white boy dated my cousin. You know, so I ended up boxing a bunch of his friends over the shit, you know what I'm saying? Because he couldn't fight me because he'd get in trouble because we're, like, almost family, you know? So he tried to stick some guys on me every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? Lay them out, whatever. Fuck y'all. And my wife ended up getting pregnant. When we were in high school, and my wife ended up getting pregnant, you know what I'm saying? He walked up to me one day, and I was all like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it going to go down or what? And he's like, it can't, bro. We're family now. You put a baby in my cousin, you know what I'm saying? So I don't got to like you, but I got to love you, bro. And I was all like, you know what? I can respect that. And after that, me and him became, like best of friends. Like, that was my man, you know. We went to parties together, and every time this motherfucker would go out, he would tell me when we got there, hey, that motherfucker over there looking at me, yo. Man, shut up, Jane. Ain't no one looking at you. But by the end of the night, he would beat the crap out that motherfucker. And it never ceased to fail. It was every time. And he wasn't a bad person. He just liked to fight, you know. And, he passed away about 3 years ago. I got really drunk and I wrote a song. I can't even sing it no more. See, that's why I don't drink.
Yeah, you're doing really good.
But no, I was I tried to sing when I went out of town a couple weeks ago, and before I go sing, you know what I'm saying? Before I go do a show, I'll put my show, like, all my songs on it, and I'll sit there and I'll sing them to myself in my backyard, because I got it set up. That's where I smoke at and chill. Got speakers out here, and I'll sit out here and rap to myself all fucking night. And I tried to listen to that song like 8-9 times in a row, and I could not sing the whole song.
Oh, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, so that's probably the one and the only one that has, like, sentimental value to it.
And this is why we do what we do, because we love to hear the stories.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I want to let y'all. I want to say thank y'all very much for inviting me on to talk with y'all. You know, it's been a blessing. Seriously, God damn, it's raining like a motherfucker.
I really enjoy the conversation and the feedback too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to get honest feedback from people nowadays. It's easy to get somebody over the phone. So they can tell you the truth.
The thing is, like, I was telling Michael, like, you know, this is why we, because we love to hear the story. We love to hear, you know, what it, where it stems from, why you do what you do. And local music is not, it doesn't get enough credit. The underground stuff needs to have credit. And I love getting the raw, humble, still got the energy, still wanting the drive, still got the shit together, and you have it. You're fucking talented. You really, really are.
Thank you.
So is Michael. And don't stop doing what you're doing, because you're spreading words that need to be heard. So
thank you very much. That's what it always is. Always credit over debit.
Yes.
Well, thank
you
all very much.
So with that, we will definitely close with WWJD. So
thank you very much.
You.
I love that song. It was good.
So
I will be.
Awesome.
I can listen to y'all talk all night.
Every Wednesday night, we are Michael's Entertainment.
Already.
Well, thanks for coming on, man, and we're going to close out with your song.
All right. Thank you, girls. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Keep in contact.
Yes, we are Facebook friends, so for sure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Y'all be
yeah.
good. All right.
Everybody, have a good night. And I hope you enjoy the song as we close out the show tonight, because next week we should be, if everything goes well, in our new studio. So enjoy the song, and we'll see you very, very soon.
Thank you.